December 21, 1899. Louisa speaks about virginity and purity. After a long silence, this morning my lovable Jesus interrupted it, saying to me, I am the receptacle of pure souls. And in these words of his I received intellectual light which made me comprehend many things about purity, but I can repeat little or nothing with words of that which I feel in my intellect. However, most honorable lady, obedience wants me to write something, even nonsense, and to make her content I will speak my nonsense about purity. It seemed to me that purity is the noblest gem that the soul can possess. The soul who possesses purity is invested with kindled light, in such a way that blessed God, in looking at her, finds his very image. He feels drawn to love her, so much so, that he reaches the point of becoming enamored with her, and he is taken by so much love that he gives her his most pure heart as dwelling, because only that which is pure and most clean enters into God. Nothing stained can enter that most pure bosom. The soul who possesses purity maintains within herself her original splendor which God gave her in creating her. Nothing is disfigured or disennobled in her. Rather, like a queen aspiring to her wedding with the celestial king, she preserves her nobility until this noble flower is transplanted into the celestial gardens. Oh, how this virginal flower is fragrant of a distinct odor! It always rises above all other flowers, and even above the very angels. How it stands out with varied beauty! So, all are taken by esteem and love, and give it free step, to let it reach its divine spouse, in such a way that the first place around our Lord belongs to these noble flowers. And our Lord greatly delights in strolling in the midst of these lilies which perfume the earth and heaven. And he delights even more in being surrounded by these lilies because, he being the first noble lily and the model, he is the specimen of all the others. Oh, how beautiful it is to see a virgin so! Her heart gives off no other breath but that of purity and of candor. It is not even shaded by any other love which is not God, and even her body gives off fragrance of purity. Everything is pure in her steps, pure in operating, in speaking, in looking, and also in moving. So, at the mere sight of her one feels the fragrance and recognizes a soul who is truly pure. What charisms, what graces, what mutual love and loving stratagems between this soul and her spouse Jesus! Only one who experiences them can say something. One cannot even narrate everything, and I don't feel it is my duty to speak about this, therefore I keep silent and I move on.